Yesterday I had the incredible privilege to go to my first Heat game of the year. It wasn't a lot of good moments if you were a Heat fan, which I'm not. The one moment in the second quarter, which me and Ezra Cohen sat a few rows away from each other, we could tell you that it was a very, very exciting moment when people over 6'10", passed the ball to each other on a fast break, and when Kelly Olynyk tipped it to Bam Adebayo, or however you pronounce his name, the whole place exploded. And I was looking at Coach Eric Spoelstra after that play, and literally, after three or four plays after they had this crazy slam, the Raptors were scoring points, they had the record amount of three-pointers against the Heat. The coach had such a smile on his face. And I was thinking about it, I've never seen him ever, and I've watched a lot of Heat games, I've never seen him ever be so happy. I was thinking about why was he so happy that, you know, they were getting killed, but when these 2 7-footers, you know, and you have to see that I have it on my video, I had my phone out at the time, so I made it my WhatsApp status. But at the end of the day, what was so happy for the coach that the 7-footer tapped it and the whole place went nuts? So I think it happens I think it very much connects to the story of Purim, which is really the story of Tefillah as well. We know that Haman tells Achashverosh, he's trying to convince him to kill to annihilate the Jewish people. And he says the following famous words, Yeshno Am Echad, Mefuzer Mefura. There's a nation who's sleeping, and they're scattered and separated from each other. Right? Some of us, you might think that they maybe had the time change back because they were still sleeping and over there. No, I'm just kidding. Bad joke. Okay. They were still sleeping. And the Gemara says, what were they sleeping with? They were sleeping with their mitzvos. But what are the deeper words of Mefuzer and Mefurah? So a simple explanation is that they were scattered. Now, different parts of the world, different parts of the country. But the Sasema says, what does the Mefuzer and Mefurah mean? It means that they were scattered and separated from each other. They didn't care about each other. They weren't davening for each other. They weren't connecting for each other. They're just worrying about their test, and their bat mitzvah, and their snack, and their own situation and challenges. But they weren't looking over their shoulder. And now Haman says, Achashverosh, you know, at the end of the day, I'm telling you right now, their God cares about one thing. He cares about mitzvos, but he also very much cares if they're caring for each other. And I'm telling you right now, I see this is a great opportunity. They don't respect each other. They don't love each other. This is a perfect time to annihilate them. And what happens, Achashverosh, actually, he takes him to his word, and we all know the story, but what we don't know, is that before Esther goes into Achashverosh, what are those words that she tells Mordechai? She says to fast for me and to Chazal said that was even Pesach. They didn't even have the Pesach Seder that year. But there are other words that she says to Mordechai, and those words are Lech Kenos as Kol HaYehudu. Make sure to go gather all the Jewish people together. Because that is the number one key to salvation. I'm going into the king right now, unannounced. It was basically a suicide mission. Going to the king unannounced, even the king's wife, was a suicide mission. But Esther's final plea was, make sure to gather the Jews together. It says that shows us the koach, the power of caring for each other, the power of davening for each other. In Shmon Esther, we say every day, if you look at the words, Shema Kolenu, Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, those are all plural. Those are all davenings for each other. We're not just davening Hashem. I have a math test today. Anyone here have a math test? Okay. Oh, wow. Look at that. I have a math test today. Help me do well. No. Your Shmon Esrei, when you put that sitter in front of your eyes during Shema Kolenu, it should be help my friends and my class do well on their test. And if I could do well on my test too, that would be great too. It's not just caring about it for yourself. It's caring about others. Haman understood. You want to know how to beat the Jewish people? Make sure that they don't care about each other. And that's when I look back at the coach here from yesterday, Coach Eric Spoelstra. He had that smile on his face. You want to know why? Because he saw his team, even for a few plays, they were playing together. They were playing as a unit. They were playing as one team. Unfortunately, they didn't use that the rest of the game. But for us to be able to take that message, especially now, these few days before Purim, to understand, when we daven, we're not just davening for ourselves, we're davening for our friends, we're davening for our families, we're davening for the Jewish people as a whole. But please God, Ezra Hashem, when we get up and we get to Shemona Esrei, and we're going to say those words of Shema Kolenu, we're not just going to be davening for ourselves to do well, and maybe in our tests, or whatever softball tryouts, whatever tryouts next. We're down for each other because we are one family, one nation. Please rise for Kaddish.